Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
America's Got Talent stage is heating up yet again with another season. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes! Oh, welcome, guys! Oh. I'm so excited, guys! We have a brand new season of America's Got Talent here on AfterBuzz TV. So excited to be back. Oh, listen! We got it!
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm on America's Got Talent with this music.
Okay, here we are. It. I feel it.
You
I feel it happening. What's your talent?
My talent is, I don't know, makeup? What am I going to do? Makeup.
Tutorial.
That's a skill. Somebody got to learn it from somewhere.
Well, speaking of skills, we have some amazing, skillful host here today. If you guys want to introduce yourself, I'm Justine, by the way, and take it away, guys.
My name is Rachel Swindler. I am so happy to be with you guys. We're going to be having a great time this entire season. I am actually from Las Vegas. Not originally, but I lived in Las Vegas for 6 years, and I'm a Vegas performer, so I feel like this is right up my alley, so I'm so excited to chat with you guys. Woo!
All right, all right. Well, my name is Antoine Bangs, and I'm excited. I have goosebumps.
Was feeling it.
Yeah,
season.
I had goosebumps
for this episode
as well.
And I'm not gonna lie, I cried at least maybe about 3 or 4 times. I also too lived in Vegas as a performer for 7 years. So,
oh my God,
this show is right up our alley, guys.
Yes.
So you're in for a treat.
Well, I'm Justine, and I didn't live in Vegas, so, you know, but I've visited Vegas. Okay, you said you lived there 6 years, 7 years. I visited it, like, 6 or 7 times,
yeah,
so
girl.
Maybe that kind of counts. But this episode was, like you said, it gave everybody all kind of feels. You know, there was some good, there was some bad. We have some really exciting performances that we're going to cover. We have a really, really, really emotional one, too, so you don't want to go anywhere because we're going to be really breaking that down. And so what are your overall thoughts, guys, for the show?
I mean, overall thoughts were, wow, first off. I think Gabrielle Union actually said throughout the show, wow, wow, like how many times? I mean, it just, again, it took me on a roller coaster ride of emotions. I was feeling happy. I was feeling sad. I was so impressed by so many of the acts. So I'm just excited to see what's going to come after this because there were so many who were just like, oh, my gosh, this is so, where does it go from here? So I'm just excited. It's awesome.
This season premiere took me through all the emotions ever invented. Why do you do this to me?
I did not come to cry.
Oh, girl.
He doesn't even know what to say.
Speechless.
This wasn't your typical show. This wasn't like somebody picking a rabbit out of a hat or a contortionist just trying to fold into a cream of wheat box. These people truly define America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. No, they're great.
It's my tea.
Well, and before we get into the rest of the episode, we have some really great news for you guys today. And also, we have a really great special segment. So you don't want to go anywhere for that. So stay tuned. Stay right where you are. Let's kind of start off with the new judges, because I think that's appropriate to start off with because it's been the same kind of judges for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, you know, Mel B and Heidi Klum, now we have Julianne Hough, Gabrielle Union, and as a host, we have Terry Crews instead of Tyra Banks. Tell me your overall thoughts about the new, let's just do the judges first. We'll do Terry Crews after, but what do you guys think about the new judges? Do you like them more than last season's judges? Better, worse, differences? What do you guys think?
I mean, I love how they're similar. I feel like they kind of like a similar look, similar kind of like the Heidi Klum was very sweet. I feel like Julianne Hough is very sweet, but I am really excited for Julianne Hough to be on this panel because like they said in the opener, she's a triple threat. She can do everything. So I think she's going to have a lot of valid opinions and thoughts on the show. And I think she has has a really good eye for talent. Uh-huh. And I want to be her best friend because she's absolutely amazing. But I'm really excited for her. I just, like
because
I said.
Up there. They look so good. Oh, I love that
look
fan.
I mean, and let's just say she's just hot.
She's so pretty.
She's coming out.
She's my hair inspo all the time. Every time she has her hair, I'm like,
she came out in that red and that black dress and that smoky eye makeup, and she was just like, whoosh. I was like, this girl has it. She knows what she's doing. But so excited for her.
As a hairstylist and makeup artist, I'm always looking at everything about her, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to replicate her today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just love everything about her. But tell us your feelings over there.
You know what? Terry Crews actually inspired my outfit. I don't know, you guys can't see it if you listen on iTunes, but I have on a bow tie, suspenders, and belt.
Yes, he's looking fly.
It's not going anywhere, right? However, Mel B, I will miss her her accent. Oh, man. I mean, oh, girl. And I'm going to leave it right there. Now, Gabby is one of my favorites, one of my favorite actresses. However, I do like the fact that you guys were just talking about her, too. It was not Heidi Klum, but the new one.
Julianne Hough.
Julianne Hough brings almost like the opposite to Simon. You know what I mean? Because Simon is usually the one who is quick to say no and the most fierce judge of the history of competition shows. But she actually brought the balance, and when she flipped the other side, she could do both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She could definitely do both.
She was scared of that golden buzzer there for a while.
Oh, man. No, she was scared of the buzzer.
Yeah, the buzzer.
Sorry, the buzzer, not the golden buzzer. She wasn't scared of that one. She was scared of that buzzer. She was like, no.
Well, and talking about the host, like, this is just like a little teaser. So last year I did the red carpet for them, and so I got to interview the judges, and I just want to say, they are all the nicest people. Simon is the nicest one.
Oof.
Simon Cowell is the...
No.
No, nobody believes me. If everybody out there, he is... I mean, listen, Howie is really nice. He's just very kind of, you know... Not that nobody else is serious about the show, but he's, like, very show one-minded. That's what he wants to talk about. Simon Cowell will stand there and talk to you.
Gosh.
At the end of the red carpet series, he gave all the press hugs. Oh, I'm going to miss seeing you every week. Yeah, he's the nicest guy.
Man.
I mean,
Mel B was a tough one.
Oh, was she?
Oh, yeah. Not that she's not nice. I think she has a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
She is a Spice Girl.
I mean, and I love the Spice Girls, but I do have to go back to Simon Cowell for a second because he is a daddy. And I have loved Simon Cowell since American Idol. And when he left American Idol, I was so sad because I just think, I think he's beautiful and I think he's really funny.
Oh, my
but,
God.
But anyways, I love you, Simon Cowell. I'm so happy he's on the show because I'm so excited to see how...
Him
on the show.
And Terry Crews also has me going to the gym. So shout out to Terry Crews for the bow tie and my new pecs 6 months from now. So, yeah.
All
stay
right.
tuned.
Oh, did you hear that? Yeah, I mean, Terry Crews, you know who's going to get me to go to the gym? I think looking at Julianne Hough.
Oh, yeah.
Because of dancing body. But, like, I have to stop eating the way I eat if I want to look like Julianne Hough. But let's get into Terry Crews real quick. What do you guys think about him versus Tyra? I have my thoughts, but I want to hear yours first.
Oh, girl.
What do you think?
I love Terry Crews. I think he's an amazing actor. I think he's an amazing... He's organically funny.
Yeah.
And so that's what I love about him being the host of the show. I myself, like, I love sitcom acting. I love comedic acting. So for me to see a comedic actor up there who I know I'm going to be able to relate to, he's so relatable. So I'm super excited to see him throughout the season, for sure.
And he also brings a different vibe. You know, like, we done seen Nick Cannon in the past. We've seen Tyra Banks in the past. Tyra Banks in the past. And with Terry Crews, he brings the authenticity. You know what I mean? His energy is powerful and is live. You could tell he's truly excited, you know, by seeing something unique because his energy emerges throughout the audience and his feedback is also hilarious, too. So whoever did the editing in the back, as far as the producers, you guys rocked house as far as the cut-ins and cut-outs with Terry Crews and the audience and the facial expressions. I mean, man, let me drink my tea.
But you also get told, a little side note, that you remind people of Nick Cannon because I see it now. I see it in the looks. I hear it in your voice.
I mean, girl, you can keep going. Yeah, but I get often mistaken for Nick Cannon.
I can see it.
Just need that Nick Cannon money.
No, I could see it 100%. But, you know, you're not Nick Cannon. You're a different person.
There you go.
But you're reminding of Nick Cannon.
Yeah, from the side angle.
But yeah, I think I love Terry Crews. I think he's hilarious. My favorite. I literally love him in White Chicks. I watched the movie the other day. So whenever I see him, he was the that was the first show I've ever seen him in.
Okay.
So I, now that I like look at him, that's all I see. I think he's hilarious. I think he's funny. I think I did not like Tyra as a host. I thought that she was awkward.
Yeah, I can see that a little bit.
Yeah, she was really, really awkward. And
was the dress too tight?
I just felt like she was a little too pageant-y almost. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I just wasn't feeling her as a host. I always just felt like she would just be like, yeah, guys, and don't you love this person? And it was just really awkward. Everything was awkward. So I just wasn't a fan
like
of her. So
a little over the top, maybe?
Yes.
Now we have Terry Crews. So,
yeah, so
this season,
I'm so excited for Terry Crews.
I'm calling it the best season of AGT yet. Season 14.
He's calling it. You heard it right there.
Right there. So this is going to be the, I think it will be the best season of AGT. Also, be sure to get in on the live chat, guys. And also, take it away, Rachel. We got something to tell everyone.
Yes, actually, it's not going to be me this time. We got...
Oh, sorry. We got the Nick Cannon impersonator
yes,
over there.
Yes, we tried to, you know.
What's up, guys? Before we go into our next segment, I definitely wanted to give a shout-out to everyone who tuned in to our iTunes, listened to us live on radio, tuned in to YouTube. Everywhere we have fans, we definitely appreciate you guys for making us the ESPN of talk shows, okay? So I want you to like, comment, subscribe, share the links, do whatever you can to get the word about AfterBuzz because we're taking over.
Yes, we are. And thank you guys so much for being in our live chat. I see we got Rick3 here. He's a huge fan of mine from on my Instagram. So I just
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. So, Rick, thank you for being here. I see your I am here in all caps. So...
Oh, so
I love you.
Rachel loves you. We don't know you. We're like, you know, we're new to you, but we love you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
So let's get into what everybody wants to talk about, the auditions. So there were good auditions, there were bad auditions. Luckily, we had some better good auditions than we had, at least that they showed us. We didn't see as many of the bad auditions. So let's just kind of go through some of them that we really, really liked. The first one that we saw was Greg Morton. He got a standing ovation. He's 60 years old. He's a voice impersonator. And I wrote down some of the stuff that the judges said. How he said he was that he should have a banner in Vegas, that he'd be headlining. Gabrielle said it's his time. Julianne said to buy a ticket, she would see his show. And Simon said he loves it. Everyone understood it. So if there's anyone that didn't understand it, it was me. What about you guys?
Am I old here? Oh, you guys are so mean. Yeah, I understand. Did you understand?
No, I mean, okay, I know about Star Wars. I know that it's a big phenomenon. I get it, but I'm going to be honest. I've never gotten into Star Wars. So
I've never watched Star Wars.
Of course, I was kind of sitting there like, I mean, I know Chewbacca. Wait, I can't do it.
I don't know how to do it either.
Our listeners on YouTube, whoever comment or listening to this podcast right now, anywhere on iTunes or YouTube, across the world, he did a phenomenal job.
Okay, I'm not saying he didn't do a good job, but like, so what? So would you go and pay money to go watch him do that?
Is
the question.
I probably wouldn't. I am interested to see what else he has under his sleeve. Like, it might be a show that he's doing that I actually maybe know.
I can see him performing like on a PBS stage or something, like, you know, in front of kids doing like the Lion King reenactment.
Okay.
Because if he could do that, I want to know what's in store for later.
Yeah, I just wanted to see more comedy from him, more talking, more like a step, not just the Star Wars stuff. Like, make me laugh more.
He walked you through the whole movie. That was literally Star Wars 1-9.
I think I'd like to see a show that I know because I've never seen Star Wars, so all of that went over my head. I just knew. I think it was about Star Wars. It's like all I knew. But the thing is, because that's what I'm saying. So someone that knows Star Wars, he reached out to you. For someone like that doesn't watch Star Wars, or we weren't into it, so he didn't reach. But I think that's how it is with everyone. You're going to reach a certain audience, like when we were talking about comedians and getting into a comedian. Want to get into Jackie Fabula? Sorry, I can't speak.
Fabulous.
I feel like comedians and acts like what we just saw from Greg Morton are very, I'm trying to word this right, it's a preference. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't a huge fan of Jackie Fabulous, but it's not because I didn't think she was great. It was because she's just not my kind of humor.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think, Rachel?
She was my kind of humor. I did like her whole Biggest Loser kind of rant that she did, or that little bit. I thought she was funny. She spoke to me. And like I said, she's definitely somebody I just thought she was relatable. And I think that's something as a comedic, you know, a comedian that I look for, someone I can relate to. And I felt like I could relate to her.
Stand-up comedy, because as a comedian first, personally myself, it's very difficult to do it in front of five people. Then you go from doing it for 2,000 plus that was in the arena there, and then you also doing it in front of millions watching around. You know, she was clean. She was very, it wasn't basic, but it had different levels to it, to where it hit you in ways to where she was very clever with her comedy. So I really definitely appreciated that. And it gave me that she's a seasoned comedian and very skilled. So I can definitely see her lasting some time here.
Yeah, and there's I didn't mean to interrupt you. No. All I was going to say was, and it's not that I'm putting her down like, oh, she sucks as a comedian. It's just not my kind.
And I think there might be something that you're going to, like, something tangible maybe later on in the season that she's going to do a bit about, and you're going to be like, oh my God, like, I get, you know what I'm saying? It could be something like that. And,
right.
Well, if you remember last season, Vicky Barblack. So this is, you know, when it comes to comedians, I think it's just, not even just comedians, acts in general, it's very easy. We're going to get into some of them where you compare them to maybe the previous season or other previous seasons.
Exactly.
You know, there's only so many acts you can do.
Yep.
Yeah. And one more thing, adding with the comedy. Comedy is either you're good or you're bad. And that's another reason why I applaud Fabulous, because if you're just okay at an event like that, the audience die and it just goes to, like, okay.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even pass, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I was saying, Connor brings me back to Vicky Barblack, and I really, really liked her from last season. So I'm kind of thinking she was the comedian of that season, and I think Jackie Fabulous could be. Kind of reminds me of, like, she has, like, the name, like, Jackie Fabulous. Vicky Barblack had, remember, Trailer Nasty. Like, she kind of, they both... I like the names of them, but the thing is, I liked Vicky, but, like, it's hard not to compare. They're very, very, very different.
Yeah.
I just am excited to see. Vicky, I wasn't a fan at first, and then throughout the season, I was like, okay, she's got it, and I started to really relate to her.
So yeah.
I'm hoping that's what's going to happen to her.
Yep.
All right, so someone else that, you know, at first I started to compare was Eric Chen, and he's the magician. Automatically, he comes out, he's a card magician. You're thinking, okay, who won last season? Shin Lim.
Yep.
Who won the All-Star? Shin Lim. Like, he is just, like, the star of AGT now.
Phenomenal.
Like, he's really amazing. If you haven't seen him, like, you have to. He's mind-blowing. So, I'm not going to lie. My guard was up with him. I'm like, he's a card magician. He's looks just, like, he's very, very similar in every aspect to Shin Lim. Personally, he was amazing to me. He really surprised me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I at first I was like, okay, where is this going? I mean, they kind of set it up a little bit, like, I just got back into it, you know, 6 months ago. And so you're kind of like expecting it maybe not to be as good. And then he's just like, boom, blows you away. I was, my mind was just like, how is it just changing colors? Like, he's putting it through that little string and it's turning from like red to blue, like right before our eyes, and things are appearing and disappearing and coins and this and that. And I'm just like, what the heck did I just watch?
Yeah, it was crazy. What did you think?
Peace out. Man, 6 months, that man had years of practice. He went in there and bamboozled us. He came in there with this whole act that's innocent. I'm not saying it's probably true, but his performance spoke volumes. Like, he's been doing it for decades.
So he's from Taiwan and he was in the military. So he was doing magic and then he had to stop magic because he had to go to the military and stuff like that. So I think some people just have natural born talents and he's just able to really do it.
I don't know how he changed his clothes. His shirt went from red and blue to straight black.
That was crazy. I mean, and after the whole Shin Lim thing, like, he really did have big shoes to fill in. And all the judges were blown away. Julianne Hough, what I really liked is she said, you know, you just show up as you, and that's what you did. You know, she's like, forget about being compared to anybody else. You showed up as you. And Simon even said, it's so humble, you don't even know how good you are.
Yeah.
And one of the best they've ever had. And, like, that's what I'm saying. I was so apprehensive because of Shin Lim, and he really was amazing.
Yeah,
he held the bar really high.
Yeah, he was really, really good. I'm excited. It's kind of like going back to the magician thing. How much can you do? How much of a performance is he going to... Do you think... You know, I'm thinking Shin Lim won it last year, so he clearly did progress. So I'm thinking, how does he progress and do something different? Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like I've seen a lot of magicians, like definitely in Vegas, I've seen a lot of magicians. I dated a magician, actually.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah. And so he was showing me a little bit of tricks. Girl, I mean, you know.
Okay, so as some question. As someone, thanks for that, as someone who's dated a magician, do you know how, like, they do certain stuff?
Well, he would just do, like, card tricks and coin tricks and stuff for
me. So did this, any of this look familiar to you?
I mean, a little bit of the card stuff, it looked familiar. You know, I the disappearing of the cards. But he went above and beyond. Like, I've never seen someone just, things appear out of nowhere and coins turn into cards and cards turn into coins and different colors and stuff. Yeah. But when it comes to cards, it can get a little, like... You know.
Let me tell you something.
Basic, but
yeah.
If I learn that trick, my rent will be paid on time. If I learn how to change shirts the way he changed shirts, I'll never be late for work. I can get it done right in the car. Man, that guy was amazing.
Yeah, no, he was amazing. Really he was good. Amazing. So,
man, if I dated a musician,
I mean, the guy I dated wasn't as good as him.
I wouldn't be driving a Corolla.
Yeah, I was like, was he good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, basic stuff.
All right. Well, the next person. Now we're moving on to a singer. So we haven't had a singer yet. You know, we always have the singer, Sophie Pecora, and she, first let's start off, she's on YouTube, she has 500,000 subscribers.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Oh, I loved her.
Yeah, so she...
So adorable.
So she kind of had, like what you said, she kind of had like a Alanis Morissette feel because she sang, talked kind of thing. I loved her message. I love that she talked about bullying. It's a very serious, serious, serious topic that, you know, people throw under the rug, especially, like, seventh grade. It kind of brings me back to, like, you know, it makes you think about stuff that's happened to you. So I... Let me hear your thoughts before I even say mine. What did Rachel? What did you think?
What I thought about her? I mean, she was giving me Sam Hunt vibes. I mean, Sam does that little bit of like talky, sings and then talks and sings and talks. So really enjoyed. I enjoyed that. I love that she had her own original song. She's in seventh grade. Like, come on, you're already writing your stuff. I definitely was not doing that. 15 years old in seventh grade. Loved the message of it. I enjoyed her. I wasn't like. Blown away. I know we kind of talked about it. I'm curious to see her like kind of belt out something, and I'm sure we'll get into that more. Overall, thought she was amazing, but I would like to see her really belt something out, you know.
I thought she was I'm not the Simon of the panel, guys. Okay.
I can tell who are you of the panel.
I'm just going to say, don't get me wrong, and I'm kind of hesitating to say it, but I got to say it anyway. She gave a great performance due to she wrote her own lyrics. The guitar was a great instrument to play because it added to the overall performance of, you know, her audition. However, moving forward in the future, it will be difficult for me to see because her voice may not be as strong enough to carry her, if you get what I'm saying. Now, the sympathetic vote, I know everybody and their mama gave her the sympathetic vote, okay? I ain't the only one. However, I felt for her. I definitely said she had an Alanis Morissette vibe. I think that is totally different. If she stick with that, tweak it a little bit, work with it, but make sure she uses that as key, I can see her going somewhere if she don't rely on her voice yet rely on her style.
Yeah, gotcha. I totally see what you're saying. I think that, you know, Simon was saying that her delivery was really cool. They all said, like, she was relatable, brilliant. I think maybe I'm the Simon of the group, and I don't know. This is what I think. This is America's Got Talent. You're on the biggest stage ever.
Yeah.
I love her songwriting skills. Mm-hmm. I love her message, but... Her voice just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
But I like that. I would have definitely put her through.
Yes.
But I would have said what I'm saying now and, like, just bring... I want to see more from you because I think she has the potential. I'm curious how strong her voice is right now. It doesn't seem as strong. This is just my opinion. But I love her. Because there's a lot of good singers out there.
Yeah.
So... She didn't blow me away when there's a lot of good singers out there that are probably her age. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know if it's... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's like, we don't know if it's more her story, you know what I'm saying? That
she got kind the sympathetic
got
story
her
though.
Through. Then, girl. So, but I mean, she is talented. So, like I said, yeah, let's see a Celine Dion song next week.
She needs Joe Jackson right now.
All right. Well, okay. So the next one was another act that kind of reminded me of last season, and they were called The Unbeatable, and they're from Mumbai, India, and they were talking about, you know, they're from the slums, that they're really, really poor, and that, you know, just they have a really hard life out there, and what they love to do, and that helps them feel better about themselves and helps them not feel like they're so down is by dancing. Like, this group together makes them feel better, which is, I'm so proud that they ended up coming here. What did you guys think? Because I compared them to last year's Zucchero.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like on America's Got Talent, we've seen this act so many times. So for me, I was just kind of sitting there kind of like, okay, beautiful story. Everything's amazing about it. I mean, what talent. They're great. I was just looking for something to really send me over the edge and be different than what we've seen in the past. They did bring out those bamboo sticks in the middle of the act, and the guy was running on top of them and then slid down. They made a big slide of it, so I thought that was different and original.
Yeah.
Overall, I wasn't, I mean, impressive, but I think I'm looking for something to really send me over the edge this year.
We know you love them. I already know what's going to happen.
Oh, he's a dancer. He's like...
You guys got to stop doing this to me at AGT. It's... Too many times I cried, and this was one of the auditions... To where a tear hit my cheek. Mm-hmm. And
Wait, really? Yes.
Girl, I got salt right here. Because it's dried up now.
And I'm just sitting there like this. Okay.
Yeah. And I looked like over at her. And I was like, this is all? These guys have nothing to lose. Now, don't get me wrong. Last year's group was phenomenal, too. However, being that I was employed in Vegas, I also see them having employment or doing something relatively similar to that in Vegas right now.
You don't see Zucchero doing that?
Of course. I see Zucchero doing that. But if, you know, their backstory, I just kind of want to just, man, just make a call. Just like, hey, man, you need to go here, talk to such and such. Vegas, we got you. But as far as the 1 million goes, if they can pull off that, especially dancing on top of the bamboo sticks, you only can push the envelope so far. But being that they have, they're putting all their, they have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Everything in the game. I think that's the most dangerous competitor for the rest of the group.
I think they're amazing. Like, the judges, I'm agreeing with everything they said. They're brilliant, blown away. Howie said that they made their future. Simon said they're one of the best dance acts they ever had, that this is going to change their life. Like, I completely agree with all of it. But all I was doing sitting there was going, they remind me of not a good version of Zucchero.
Yeah.
That's all I kept sitting there. Yeah. They are. They're amazing. But once you see Zucchero, I'm telling you have to watch them. Once you see them, Zucchero added this. They added a story to every single thing they did. I know you
it
know,
took you on a journey.
Every single thing they
and
did.
And that's what they will have to do, too.
They need to, I think, to step up. They need to really, like I said, make a story, create something. Yeah. I think they're great, and that's why I feel so bad saying this, because, like, as someone's killing it up on stage, could I do that? No.
Yeah.
Same. But it's just as a viewer, what I, like, was, I've seen it before, and I've seen it better. So it's just
and that's what's how I feel. So great about this new season, because us as viewers, we see through years, through decades. You know, a backwards flip is not just a wow move anymore. You have to come and bring it. You have to be spectacular. Great is of the things of great is considered good. We want better than great now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we view anyone who sets foot on that stage.
All right. Well, the next one we have, sorry just to bust into this, but I'm really excited about talking about it. Patrizio. Am I saying that right? Patrizio?
Yeah. Patrizio.
Yeah.
Yo, Patrizio. That guy. I was so confused. All right, the editor, I think I heard you make a comment about whoever edits the show. He came out. There was a guy yawning. There was a guy. They were just like this.
It was like the
they're
lead
like,
up.
They were like looking around like, who is this guy? He starts playing Mozart. Or he was playing Beethoven.
Beethoven.
And he was doing it. It was just so effortless. And like that in itself was incredible.
Yeah.
And then he starts breaking out into, want to call it?
It was like, break dancing. I think I wrote down here, I was like, the dubstep music started playing. And it was just like, he freaking put back that chair. He kicked it back, and he was just like, I don't know.
It was that was a really good impression.
Yeah, that was kind of the music-ish.
It was so amazing.
It was hot. He was really sexy.
Oh, he was hot.
Wasn't he sexy?
Girl, yeah,
he was hot. He was so. I was like, what's your number? You're single? Because I did say he was single.
Yeah, he did single. Say he was single.
Maybe we can get. Well, I was like,
I'm sorry. Back to the talent portion of it. Sorry.
I'm like, maybe we can get him on the show, but then Rachel over here has ulterior motives. I don't know if we can have him.
Yeah,
on the show.
No, he's invited. Him or Simon. We'll get him. I'll slide into the DMs.
Him or Simon.
You know, he was. Yeah, right. He was. I mean, he did play the piano a little bit. I sound like a big hater. But I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to tell it like how it T.I. is.
This is the one you decide to be a critic on?
Yeah,
it's
him.
Look, he was great.
Man, that man, Chess, I thought I saw Chess here. He didn't even have his shirt buttoned up all the way. Let me tell you something. His moves as a dancer, don't get me wrong, I think because he can dance and because he's a pianist, he put those acts together well put.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think he's as strong in any individual act to where it can last by itself, which makes me wonder. I'm going to be watching him like Survivor R. Kelly, okay? I want to see what you got up next, my brother, because I've got my eyes on you.
But Julianne, who is like a really professional, you know, has been dancing for years and years and years. I'm not saying that you, I don't know how long you've been dancing for, but she thought it was like, she loved it. She thought it was a really complicated, or, oh, she did, no, not complicated. She complimented the dance.
Executed the dancing.
Yeah, so she really liked it. What do you think about that as like a fellow dancer? Because you said you didn't think that it was that great.
I mean, okay, his acting, you gotta contribute some of that too because of showmanship, right? Mm-hmm. So, because he came as timid and it's nice and with the, you know, his Italian voice, you know, it was hot, it was sexy, I ain't gonna lie, it was hot. But he put on this persona. So it fooled you. Even the people in the audience was yawning. And when he busts out, you wasn't expecting it. But now since I can expect, now I know he's athletic. Now I know what he's capable of. So now I know that fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, he's not going to be able to do. So what else could he do?
I didn't think of it that way.
So you can't fool me anymore.
I didn't think of it that way. That makes sense. Yeah. No, because I'm thinking about it, and you're right. Like, the buildup of it made it really crazy.
Was it that much? Yeah, it made it that much better.
Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, it'll be interesting, like I said. I mean, because Howie said he'd never seen anything like it, mixing two art forms. So, I'm excited to see kind of where it goes, like I said. So,
And what do you guys think about Jinzilla? The vocal impersonator, would you like to say? Dancer,
extraordinaire
performer,
makeup.
Like he was, yeah.
Come on, as a makeup artist.
As a makeup artist, he was.
Makeup was snatched. On point. I would totally go see Jinzilla in a drag show brunch in Vegas right now. I loved Jinzilla. Loved him.
Man, after we finished watching him, we had to wipe the TV because he had too much makeup on. Okay?
You can never have too much makeup on.
He was very unique. I would say, word of the day for Jinzilla. Was unique.
And actually, I want to throw it to the chat real quick. Dylan Price said, fun fact about the magician that we were talking about, that he's won Asia Got Talent this year. So he's already won a competition show.
Wait.
Oh, his 6 months. I told you. I knew he
was. So we know he's. So shout out to Dylan for that.
Shout out, Dylan. That piece
of information.
Thank you, Dylan, for that information. That happens a lot. Like, if you remember last year, Courtney, Courtney won. She won like America's Got Talent Kid or The Voice Kids or something. Like she already won a competition. There was someone else last year that also won another competition. I think it was, oh my God, it was the magician girl. I don't know if you remember. She had she didn't talk. And she was like the creepy magician girl. Do you remember this?
Was she the one with the hair over her face?
Yes. Okay. Yes,
okay.
Oh my God.
But like the creepy one that looked like the coming out from the Grudge.
Yeah, the
Grudge. Or the Ring or whatever.
Yes. She had won Asia's Got Talent too.
I think that's kind of messed up.
I think it's messed up because if he already won.
And he told us. See, they need to be coming out with these stories.
How do they not think we're going to know?
Months.
Are we sure? We got to really do our research. We got to fact check this one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't believe you. I just want to fact check it because I'm confused and I don't understand, like, we're gonna find out. Just like he, like, yeah, we're gonna find out exactly if you're doing it. I just don't think that if you've won another competition show, like, why, at least in the past year, why are you just moving on over here?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Give someone else a chance.
And he, see how his character, just like the pianolist, their persona makes their audition that much spectacular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because I got sucked into, see, I'm gonna stop crying for y'all. I got sucked into it, and
you cried for him?
Say what?
Now we're going back to the magician. Sorry, guys. We were talking about Jinzilla, and I totally went off topic.
Yeah, you know, because I got the comment in
there. Yeah, the comment.
No, you can keep saying what you want to say. I'm not going to cut you off.
No, yeah, good. But Jinzilla, like, the word of the day was very unique. I honestly think Jinzilla can get a job right now because I think we probably lived in Vegas similar to the same time, and you remember mm-hmm. Divas Las Vegas.
Yep.
Frank Marino. So. Yep. That guy right there could definitely get a job with Frank Marino. Shouts out to Frank and shouts out to Jinzilla.
I mean, and I actually I've worked with an impersonation show for a very long time, and I actually can do a little bit of Cher. So I can appreciate somebody who can walk up there and freaking kill some Tom Jones. My dad actually, he looks like Tom Jones. I'm friends with a Tom Jones impersonator. I've worked with one. So I have to say, shout out to you, Jinzilla.
Stay tuned for our special segments. We're going to hear Rachel impersonate Cher.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Maybe.
I'd be down.
Don't go anywhere, guys. This is only if you want to. I'm not going to force you to.
I mean,
but yeah, I thought he was cool. Yeah, he was cool. I'd like to see more. I wasn't in love. I did not like him. I thought he was cool. But
it was hilarious with the exiting of the stage. The fun.
Yeah,
exit.
He was fun. He was cool. Was fun. Yeah. What do you have to say over there?
I thought he was excellent too. I thought he did a fine job on his mascara, and fine job on his. He did a fine job.
Well, you know who did a fine job? Brian Miser, who calls himself the Human Fuse, and he gets shot out of, like, cannons with fire. I forget exactly what he got shot out of tonight. It wasn't a cannon,
arrow.
Right? It was an arrow, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that was crazy. Thoughts? I mean, I just, like I said, he's one that I mean, completely blown away. Loved that he said he wanted to retire with the money. Thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, he was
I was
not.
Like, he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I got how many hurt bones? What? How many bones? I don't even know. I wrote down here. He's got like 18 broken bones. But I'm like, we were saying, like, what are you going to do next? Are you just like going to turn into like Terry Crews? That's what I want to see.
Oh.
I want to see him turn into a different person or maybe come back from the dead. Because after that, what can you do? I don't know. So let's see.
Yeah, I'm not
looking
sure.
Looking at you, Human Fuse. Anyways.
Yeah, man. Coming back from the dead, girl. I thought of that one myself. Man, being that he just came out of the hospital, last night.
Slipping on a puddle.
Yeah, slipping on a puddle. You get shot out of cannon and shot from an arrow, but the only thing that hurts you is a puddle. I have to take my hat off to him. Being 55 flying through the air like that? Man, being 55, I want to be sitting down and hover around some jerry.
I mean, I'm just curious how it's going to go from here. Okay, so, and even Simon Cowell was like, how do you top that? And he almost didn't really know the answer to that.
Yeah.
So.
He was like, sure, there'll be sharks
in here. I'm going to say this. I think that's as a performer, I'm going to tell you that. Just so you can expect the unexpected. Because next, being that he kind of gets this image that he doesn't know, I'm not going to tell you I got an ace up my sleeve. I'm just going to show you. So whatever it is.
Well, yeah, I think we just have to watch and see for when we see him next time what he can do. But let's go on to our top three auditions. We're going to save the last one, the last performance. And I feel like we should just go into our pick of the night and just go with our number one.
Yeah, our number one. Without a doubt, 100%, guys, we are doing the special segment. And our favorite one tonight was, drumroll please, Cody Lee.
Yes. Mind blowing. I mean, tell me over there.
I got the full body chills. I had tears in my eyes. I mean, absolutely amazing. Blind and autistic. I mean, what the just to go through that in your life, to have all those setbacks in life. We think our life is bad, and then I see somebody come on stage like that, and I go, absolutely beautiful. I mean, Julian was crying. I was crying. Everybody was crying. He got, you know, you got a standing O from everybody in that room.
Standing O, even from us.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I thought it was...
You were crying.
Yeah, man, again.
Like usual.
Oh, man. I didn't know I was this sensitive. Until AGT, you ruined my life. No, seriously. the challenges that you go to, to go through, it was I did not think it was going to be that way.
Yeah.
Not that he couldn't play the piano, but how he was answering the judges as far as his response, I didn't think his voice would carry that way when he said he was going to get ready to sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really, really, really saying a prayer that this was going to go well, and it actually went better than my expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everybody, they were amazing, extraordinary. Julianne said everyone needs a voice to feel their heart and passion, and Gabrielle Union is the one that said that being a mom is the toughest job, and she gave him the golden buzzer. I thought Julianne was going to give him the golden buzzer just the way she was talking.
Yeah.
But I collapsed when that happened because she mentioned her kid and how she was a new mom, and you always want to give your kids this, you know, everything in life. When she hit that golden buzzer, and then y'all, the producers and the editing team, y'all keep playing this sad music, man.
I mean, I was absolutely shocked because when he came out, when he sang, what confused me is I could not believe that voice, like, that he had that voice because, you know, he's autistic, and so, you know, there's obviously, you can tell that there's something wrong. So when he started singing, I would never know in a million years that he was autistic. Like, he sang like he had... that he wasn't. I was absolutely mind blown. But we don't have that much time left, so before we get in, let's talk about our news before we have to run. So hit us with some news over there.
TV News.
That's right, guys. It's Antoine Baines for News and Gossip. Guys, the reason why you're not seeing Mel B join after she done spent 8 seasons with AGT, she is actually with her old school girlfriends racking up for the Spice Girl reunion tour. So stick with it, and I was a Spice Girlfriend, kind of, sort of. My sister really was, so that's how I know all this information. But I'm going to say she's going to put the funk back into the Spice Girls.
Oof.
And also, the reason why Heidi Klum isn't with us anymore, which they didn't...
Klum!
Yeah. They didn't leave on bad terms on AGT. She's actually getting married, and she's actually starting a new Amazon series. So look out for her as well. And we have some special people who's going to tackle the golden buzzer as well. Now, we have Dwayne Wade that will appear later on this season, which is Gabrielle Union's husband. I was about to say wife. That would have been real awkward. But he will also appear later on this season. And we have actress Ellie Kemper. Kemper, yeah. Elizabeth Kemper, she's an actress. She will also be appearing. And we have country singer Brad Paisley that will also... You're familiar with Brad Paisley, right?
Yeah, I love country music. I just don't know a lot of his songs, but...
Right.
Yeah.
So he also will be appearing on AGT soon to hit the golden buzzer. So look out for that. And, of course, we already know that Howie Mandel is celebrating 10 years
with
AGT.
Mel B was 8 and he was 10?
Well, 8 seasons. Mel B and...
what?
Wow.
Got this for some reason...
Heidi. Yep.
Why did, it doesn't feel like she was there that for 8 years. I don't know why. That just doesn't feel like she was there for eight seasons.
And, you know, her with the Spice Girls, I think, is going to set it off. And which is a lot of things happening, but that is a piece of pop culture that will refresh. So even though she separated from AGT, she's definitely not taking a break.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, so let's move on to some final thoughts before we head out for the night.
Yes, final thoughts. I'm so excited for the future. The future episodes. I'm definitely excited about, we are going to get Jackie Fabulous. I'm so excited to see Patricio. I'm looking forward to Jenzilla, Cody Lee. I am so excited to see where the season is going to take us. See some more acts. Boom.
I can't top that, because now the only person I can, you know, I really, 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 really want to see is, I want to see Cody. I want to see the human fuse more than anything. Actually, I'm going to be committed to watching him like a pregnancy, okay? Because after flying through Set on Fire from a bow and arrow, I want to really see what he has up next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just excited. I mean, I'm excited to see everybody. I think I'm the most excited to see some new people. There's going to be so much more talent. Obviously, this was just night one. But thank you guys so much for watching. We love having you guys here at AfterBuzz TV. If you guys could tell everybody where we can find you. Rachel Sarah?
You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
My name is Antoine Baines. You can actually follow me at SimplyDifferent87 on Instagram and Facebook, Antoine Baines.
And I'm Justine, and you can follow me on Instagram at Justine Devanna. And yeah, we are so excited for this entire season of AGT. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be emotional. So make sure to tune back every single Tuesday, and we will see you then.
I'm going to do my share.
Oh, yeah!
Next week!
Next time, next week. Tune back next week. You have to tune back because she's going to impersonate Cher. So you have to come back. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.